Roll call is complete. Everybody is here, including both Ben and Alexa for youth and government. Citizens' comments. Is there any citizen comments this evening? No? Okay. Seeing none, closed citizen comments. Supervisor comments? Any comments from any supervisors? Well, on mine, it's number five.
Yeah, wait your turn.
Yeah, we just sting your land.
I guess it backwards then.
I have no comments. Approval of the minutes from September 7th?
Approve the minutes.
Motion by Supervisor Norgan.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Wambolt. All those in favor, youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Passes. I'm going to move past 7. We're going to see if Mr. Swanson makes it in tonight. And move on. Why don't we just take up Chris? He's here. We won't make him wait. Mr. Breitelman, do you want to come forward?
Number nine,
a resolution to approve the appointment of Chris Breitelman to serve as a member of the Kenosha County Local Emergency Planning Committee. Industry. Take it away.
Thank you. Sergeant Chris Hanna from Kenosha County Emergency Management. I bring forth the resolution, whereas County Executive Appointment 2022-23-17, the County Executive has appointed Chris Breitelman to serve a 3-year term as member of the Local Emergency Planning Committee. This term will commence and continue on the first day of November 2025 or until a successor is appointed by the County Executive and confirmed by the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors. Mr. Breitelman comes from us through the Village of Salem Lake through Vonco Incorporated, where he Vonco Products, excuse me, where he is the Senior VP of Operations.
Welcome.
Committee, any questions?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Wambolt, second by Supervisor Belsky. Mr. Breitelman, anything you'd like to add?
I'm just excited to join the committee.
Thank you for your willingness to step forward. All right, and youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes. Congratulations.
Welcome.
He's got one more.
That was
another vote, but congratulations to me.
Thank you.
Let's see. Number 8, a memorandum of understanding regarding the use of ARPA funds. Who's doing that one?
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
My name is Angela. I am the Fiscal Services Manager for Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. I am here in lieu of Captain Miller. So, I am here to present a resolution for a memorandum of understanding between us and the Department of Administration for the state. Kenosha County was awarded $141,631.80 of the state's ARPA funds through the Tribal and Local Law Enforcement Agency Initiative. This initiative aims to help offset certain costs associated with hiring, training, testing, and equipping law enforcement officers, as well as updating certain technology and policies and implementing new crime reduction initiatives. The spending period for this for these funds is from March 15th of 2022 until June of 2023.
Committee, any questions? Supervisor Belsky?
Why are operating expenses, operating supplies so expensive compared to staff development?
For the, are you talking about the budget modification?
Yeah.
So we haven't nailed down exactly what we want to do with the grant. We just found out about this on the 28th.
Okay.
So for right now, we're putting it there as kind of a placeholder. And then once we have a plan, I'll probably be submitting another budget modification to move it in a different expense line to something that's going to
be. So you'll be coming back to us. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I have.
It touched on.
Sorry, Chairman. Go
ahead. That already touched on what my question is how do you anticipate the allocation of these funds? I mean, what are they going to be used for?
Yeah, we have soft plans so far, but like I said, we only found out about a week ago, so we haven't gotten to sit down and really talk about how we want to do it. I think our biggest focus right now is going to be on officer wellness. We're working out a way to be able to do something in the way of mental health for the officers. That's one of the things that this grant allows for. Second to that, we're looking at additional training. We had to cut our budget for next year for training pretty heavily, so we're looking at helping to offset that a little bit with these funds. And then third, this grant also helps fund canine. We currently don't have a canine fund, so this is going to help kind of bolster that as well.
Can you expound on officer wellness? What does that entail?
Well, the ideas that we've thrown around, because we haven't really set a plan yet, has been a mental health day where you would be required to see a counselor that the department would be providing for you for a certain length of a session for that day, and then you would get the rest of that day off. So I would take a mental health day, have an appointment with the counselor, and then I would get the rest of the day off.
Interesting. I'll give context. My concern is it becomes a Christmas fund again, and I don't want to see more monies utilized as a Christmas fund. So I'd like to understand how the resource is going to be utilized a little bit more clearly, but I certainly am not objecting to bringing the monies into the department.
Is that all?
That's all.
Supervisor Norton?
You said so to put money in a canine fund that we currently don't have.
Well, we don't have a canine fund, like an actual account that is for the canines. So whenever we need something, we're either having to pull from our HIDTA grant, which for 2023 got slashed. They took away all of our canine funding. So we're hoping that we can use some of this grant to be able to supplement that and pay for the training that we are going to have costs for anyways. Now we just have an outlet to be able to afford them.
So, if I understand, and maybe I'm not, the spending period for these funds from March 15, 2022 until June 30, 2023, you'd have to spend those canine funds by, or all these funds, by June 30, 2023.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that is expected to happen in all of these.
Oh yeah. Training itself is $1,150 a month, so we'll be good doing that.
And how do we keep track of that to make sure that we do spend this money, specifically this money, by the time do they have their own individual? I saw different accounts in here, but they're tracked in those accounts?
Right, so this grant will be assigned a project number, the same as our other grants are. So every time a transaction goes through our ERP system that's for this grant, it'll have that code at the bottom of it. So we'll be able to see out of one account all of the transactions. The ones that have the code at the end are all from this grant. And then on top of that, we have reporting that we have to do with them. And I think those are also kind of explained within the award letter. So all of our expenditures and program progress and all of that has to be submitted to the state.
And do the other funds that have grants, are any of those wrapped into any place where these funds are going? I mean, is that allowed, not allowed?
So as long as we don't double dip. So we can't, request reimbursement for dog training from HIDTA and then
do it again. Yeah. Okay, so there won't be any worry about using a different fund first before we get to this fund and then losing this fund or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of the game with the grants is which ones do we need to spend down first and that sort of thing.
Plate spending with grants. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Wynn.
Thank you. Just a couple follow-ups. So you talked about the officer wellness, and you mentioned the mental health day. Is that similar to what KPD is doing?
I don't know what KPD is.
Okay, they're doing something similar to that. That's why I wanted to follow up to see if are you using the same person?
I don't know. Language?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just asking if you don't know, that's fine. But I also want to know, is that person, the psychologist or psychiatrist or counselor, being paid per deputy, per employee? And is that where this money is going to go to pay that person? Is that how you're...
A portion of it. So because we're still in the planning stages, we haven't really gotten to nail anything down. But like today, I ran through some numbers on what it would cost because we don't want the county to be taking on the expense of having everybody get a paid day off, right? So this would be covering those costs for the salary and it would be covering the cost of the counseling sessions.
Okay.
So it would be for both.
Okay. And then with the canine, just curious, do you receive any donations to support the canine unit?
So when we had the officer involved shooting with canine rigs, we did see a good influx of donations. If there's not a tragic event, we don't see a whole lot coming in. We should be doing what KPD does with running
That's what I was gonna say, because that would save the county a lot of money if we can get donations, big donations too. I mean, there are people out there that might support this. Have we ever looked into that? And I know you're relatively new, I don't know if you know that or if anybody knows over there.
When what happened with Riggs came about, we kind of threw around the idea of how can we fundraise for this. But right now, for at least through 22, all of the funds for the canines are completely grant covered. So right now we're just trying to figure out, okay, 2023, that money got cut. So now what can we pull from other grants to be able to cover those?
Okay, because with this money, then if we had those donations, we could use this money for something else, right?
Right.
So that would be a benefit. Lastly, you mentioned training. You said it's soft projects. What type of training would this be used for?
They are very specific in the trainings that you can use this for. Let me get to the page because I don't have it memorized. So use of force policies is one. The other one is, and I'll just read to you what it says in our spending guidelines. The program will reimburse the costs of providing training to help reduce violence and improve community safety, including programs to train officers in any of the following subject areas. Crisis intervention, including training for interactions with individuals suffering from mental illness and addiction. Resiliency and suicide prevention, use of force options and de-escalation tactics, implicit bias, active bystander training, the emergency detention process, homicide investigation, and any annual recertification that's required by Wisconsin law enforcement standards.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Just want to add one thing before Supervisor Frankel goes. The Tavern League did donate the two most recent canines.
Yes. Yeah.
Or the funding for those.
Again, kind of came about when Riggs got hurt. It was decided that it's probably time for him to retire. He's had a 9-year career, which is very long for a canine. So that's when, the Tavern League generously stepped in to be able to donate the other two dogs.
Supervisor Frankel.
Yeah, thanks. Just out of curiosity, can you say something about the Tribal and Local Law Enforcement Agency Initiative? What is that?
This is the first time that I heard about it, but the breakdown of what the program is on the first couple of pages.
Well, I think if you look at all the different police departments that got it, they might be in there. There might be some tribal police departments that also receive these funds too.
Yeah, I'm just curious. What's the connection with the tribal? What's the connection? Why is it called tribal?
My understanding of how tribal law works is that they have their own law enforcement on reservations.
Yes,
right.
It would be
Menominee
a fund
tribal
that would be
police
awarded
department
to those. I would say private, but they're the tribal law enforcement teams.
They're listed on page 9.
Anything else, Supervisor?
No, I'm good.
I think just one thing I would like to add is some language in this, not to tie down the Sheriff's Department, but just to hear back. I'm sure the Finance Administration Committee would like the same. So what I'm thinking, and I'm open to ideas from the committee members, adding a be it further resolved that the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department report monthly to the Judiciary and Law Committee and the Finance Administration Committee their expenses specifically from these dollars until the money is spent.
Okay. I would counter that with quarterly because that is when we are going to be reporting to the state.
Okay.
And that is the easiest for our fiscal office to be able to compile all that information.
That's fine.
Okay.
Committee members, thoughts on that? Mm-hmm.
Vote to approve, motion to approve the amendment.
We need to second it first.
Okay, second.
Any discussion on that?
Did you have that written down?
No. And I can say it again if you need me to. And it might not be verbatim what I said the first time. Be it further resolved that the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, on a quarterly basis, shall update the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee and Finance and Administration Committee on monies spent
Against the grant, or?
Yeah, against the grant.
Towards the grant, yeah.
Against, towards, you're our finance gal. What do you think is the better word?
I'm not good at writing resolutions.
Towards sounds good.
Towards, yeah, towards the grant.
Towards or apply to.
And then let me know what you got there, bring it back.
Until the funder.
The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, on a quarterly basis, shall update the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee and Finance and Finance.
And Administration.
Thank you. Finance and Administration.
Committee.
On.
Committee.
Committee.
Thank you. Finance and Administration. Okay. Sorry, let me start over. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, on a quarterly basis, shall update the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee and the Finance and Administration Committee on money spent towards the grant.
Until?
Until.
The funds are depleted.
Yeah.
Until all funds are spent or depleted.
And I would say, or the end of the grant period, if we don't end up spending them all.
Or the end of the grant.
See, you are good at writing.
I went into accounting because I'm not good with writing.
Got it? I don't think we need one more time. Why don't we vote on the motion first?
And then I still have comments on the initial.
Okay, well, we're on the motion now. So why don't we vote on the motion now if there's not any more discussion? So this is motion to amend as staff read. Committee, or using the governments, I'm sorry.
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, now the resolution as amended. Supervisor Bashaw.
Thank you, Chair. I'm reading through permitted uses of the funds. One is recruitment incentives, and recruitment is a significant issue in the county right now, countywide, for jails and deployed officers and other functions, etc. Why wasn't that part of the strategy?
We're still kind of planning it, so it might still be something that they decide that they want to put the funds to use for. Are we having problems with the recruitment or retention?
Well, it depends. In the jail, it's both. On the sworn side, we all have different concerns, we all have different opinions within the command staff. My personal opinion is that we also need to shift gears towards retention, which is my personal opinion, why I think mental health helps with some of that retention issue that comes up at times. So we really have not sat down collectively to discuss it and some of the ideas out there. We're all just individually kind of reading this grant and trying to understand what we could possibly work towards. So.
And on that note, I did reach out to the Department of Administration to see if that piece of the spending guidelines could also be used for retention instead of just recruitment, and I haven't heard back yet.
It indicates that it can, however, if it creates an ongoing cost, then we're going to need to cover that after the funds are exhausted. But the recruitment side, assigning bonus of $2,000 for each new hire, that's quite an incentive to go out and gain new people to come in,
and
specifically
it,
for
yeah.
our.
And it says on there also that if they have years of service and other government,
out of state,
that they, yeah, get another
$500 per year.
Yeah,
for per year of service.
Yeah.
So if it were a Lake County officer that served for 10 years, that's a nice little $5,000 nest egg.
It's up to four. They capped it at four.
I didn't see the cap. 4 years. Okay. But it's a nice bonus to help us apply resources toward a significant area of need. On the canine side, it speaks to actually purchasing and training of a new canine unit officer. That's a significant cost as well. Like I said, my concern is that we haven't fleshed out how we want to use it yet. I have no issues bringing it in, but I would like to hear further how it's going to be applied, not just, okay, we got the money and it washes out wherever. I'd like to understand how it's going to be applied.
Sure.
How long would you need to come up with a more secure plan, more thought-out plan?
Would you want it delivered in the resolution process? Because with the break in November, that's why we've kind of hurried
okay.
getting this through. So is that the
system
format that you would like?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. I'm looking for a bridge of time in there before it comes to the
but
next.
Is this just accepting it?
This is just accepting it.
We require them to come back
exactly.
at a later time and tell us.
They have to give the budget amendment.
Yeah, before
too.
It's allocated.
Right.
I'd like to understand it.
And you did say earlier, that you had 3 years.
But
mental
she
health
said
and
they
wellness,
need to redo it.
Canine fund, and training.
Yeah,
and those are placeholders.
Okay, stop.
However,
stop.
Locked
stop
in.
Talking, please. Thank you. You did say that you're going to come back and when you have more concrete spending.
Yeah, when we actually have had a chance to sit down and decide how we want to allocate this all over.
This is accepting the money.
Mm-hmm.
You've given us an idea of how the department wants to spend the money.
Yeah.
You will come back. We put in language that you have to come back.
Yeah.
To update us.
Yeah, and this is, I guess this resolution would be for us to be able to sign the MOU, get it over to the Department of Administration, because we are already late in the game getting onto this.
Mm-hmm.
So this would be able to say, yes, we want the money. We just don't know what we're going to do with it quite yet. So
if we added an additional therefore, I would propose an amendment to it that indicates therefore, the Sheriff's Department shall present to Judiciary and Law a plan for application of the funds within 30 days, so next month.
So before we move on from that, when you guys decide to spend the money, you will already have to come back to us for a budget modification.
Right, yeah, because it'll need to be moved to the proper lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which, Supervisor Basho, I think that
addresses. That will work.
All right, anything further? All right, seeing none, Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's do...
Swanson's not coming in.
Yeah.
He wasn't informed of it.
Mr. Swanson was not aware he had to come in. I think I had mentioned at the beginning of this, you know, organizing the committee, beginning of our term, that I'd like appointments to come in and introduce themselves, especially if they're new appointments, not reappointments. So we have two options. We can move on him tonight, or we are meeting again later this month. I can ask that he come in on the 20th. So I will leave it up to the committee what the prerogative is.
I would move to table until our subsequent meeting later this month.
I would agree, just to stay consistent to that new policy.
Right, and then, so we have a motion to table until the 20th.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Wambolt. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
And then whether it's yourself or the county executive's office, it's going to reach out to Mr. Swanson and make sure he's here at the next meeting. Okay.
And tomorrow's meeting, too.
Well, I don't know if finance has that same role. I mean, if we want to make him aware that finance is going to be voting on him tomorrow, that's my thing. All right, number 10, discussion and review of Sheriff's Department assistance to local taverns. Who's doing this one?
No volunteers.
I haven't really got a formal invite.
Good evening, everyone. Captain Tony Gonzalez, Captain of Operations.
So before we continue, just some background for committee members. There was a Cajone Tavern League meeting that the sheriff was at. Captain Gonzalez was there with some other sheriff's department staff as well. The sheriff told the organization that his team, his department, is working with a local tavern trying to address some ongoing concerns. That naturally made all the other tavern representatives say, how do we sign up for that? What are the issues? How do we do that? And I said, I don't know. So I said, I will put on the agenda. A lot of them wanted to be here this evening, but the Tavern League conference is this week, so they are all up in Baraboo at the conference, most of them. So Captain Gonzalez, if you could just give us a little bit of background, what's going on, what you guys are doing, how you're partnering with the sheriff.
So mid-September, the Village of Summers, one of the trustees reached out to us asking to meet with them, as well as the owners of Summers House that's at 1548 Sheridan Road. They informed us that the tavern owners are trying to take a proactive approach at mitigating some of the issues that are taking place at their establishment, primarily underage drinking. The village expressed concerns with parking in that area, some of the residential areas there off of 17th Street across from the tavern. Personally, it sounded like the ownership is putting forth the effort to try to address some of these issues that are taking place there. If you recall, they also have a triple homicide there not too long ago. And so just looking at the volume of calls for service that we've had specifically at that tavern and in comparison to the rest of the county, they drive quite a bit of calls for service at that location. So the sheriff, myself, Sergeant Zarletti, who was actually kind of spearheading something different, but that ties into taverns, and it had primarily to do with streamlining the ordinances between different villages so that our new deputies can kind of figure out how to address some of the violations that might happen throughout the county. And to be fair with all these businesses as well, we kind of included him as well and just met with them. At the conclusion of the meeting, we determined that we would provide some assistance in order to try to mitigate those issues. So the ownership expressed that they would be willing to pay for the fees that would come from placing a squad or two at that establishment or near the establishment. We explained to them that we don't necessarily have the manpower to be there consistently. We would put forth the effort. We would do so by creating overtime assignments. And if they got filled, then they would get filled. If not, that we would not be forcing anyone to work that overtime assignment. They were understanding of that. We were pretty explicit explaining to them that we weren't there to provide personal or private security. Our squad would either park in their parking lot or preferably across the street from the establishment, just to show our presence and make our presence known. And in an effort to try to deter some of the behavior that's been having a negative impact, not just in their establishment, but that whole community area. So the week of the 15th, that weekend, we decided that we would implement that. It would be only on a Friday or Saturday from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. The village was pleased with that. The ownership was pleased with that. And we said that we wanted to, but you know, collectively we decided that I think doing it at the beginning of the school season would be a benefit to try to mitigate and deter some of those negative behaviors. We didn't establish necessarily a definitive timeline of how long we would be out there, but we did say that we would probably do it for, you know, several weeks just to see how things were going, and that we would meet up again and kind of just go over how things were going. I can tell you that since that meeting, we've had four different deputies assigned to that, and we have not built the village yet, but we're still trying to decide. I think what we're going to do is figure out with the village when they want us to bill them, and then we would be invoicing them for those services. But I can tell you right now, based, and correct me if I'm wrong, Angela, we're at approximately $760, just a little bit over that, for those four assignments that we've posted and been able to fill. And we're looking at approximately 13 hours of service that we've accomplished out there. We've had no additional calls for service in that area. We've had no issues. The only thing that if you were to pull up a CAD screen call, we'd see that there was a traffic stop that was initiated. Between October 5th of last year and today, we had 45 calls of service. But since we started doing that, we've had none. The only calls for service that you'll see is the squads going out there and actually calling out that they're starting their assignment and ending their assignment, and that's it. So it's been a positive response so far. The ownership is pleased to see the effort. The village is very pleased to see the effort, and I'm sure the community members are also pleased as well. So it's that type of proactive community policing that we're trying to get established. So we've identified an area of problems, and I think so far it's working out pretty good, so.
Are they, the tavern, are they covering the full cost of having the deputy there? So not just their hourly rate, the summer?
That's correct, yes.
The taxes side of things as well?
Is Summers or?
Is it Summers or the tavern?
Is it Summers House or is it some Village of Summers?
The tavern is paying the village will pay us.
Correct, we're going to invoice the village and then go invoice the tavern and then, yeah.
Supervisor Decker?
What supervisor or trustee from the village approached?
Mr. Oldsby.
Carl, okay.
Carl?
And was this, so this is above and beyond the contract we have with the Village of Summers?
Yes, it's separate from that contract.
And this was approved by the Village of Summers?
Yes.
Use expenditures and this plan, we'll call it?
I would assume so.
Better look into that.
Is it in writing?
I was gonna say, is there a contract or something?
It's not a contract.
An additional contract?
It is not a contract, no, to my knowledge. Unless you receive anything and or, it's not a contract, no.
So maybe if the first was on the trial, maybe not.
Well, I'm just, the village board approved it. Okay, and we didn't approve, I guess, is that something the county should approve? If they're approving it, we're approving it?
To take in the funds.
I guess, that's what, I don't know, that's all.
That's what I was gonna be getting at. I mean, the village doesn't have anything, we don't have anything. Was this just a trial period? Hey, if this is gonna work, okay, the village will get together with theirs and then we'll get together with ours and then put something together or what? It just didn't sound like it was all, you know, full speed ahead. It was like, we'll put them out there and see what we get.
Right.
When we have an average of 3 to 4 a month, it is, you know, the September-October period, a heavier period, or is it a lighter period? It's just at Summers House. What about other taverns? They're maybe wanting to do the same thing. I mean, we're gonna have to, I mean, really, really screw this down tight so we, you know, get what we're supposed to get and they get what they're supposed to get. And right now, it just sounds like it's voluntary, like you said.
Right.
So unless we're going to do something permanent, I don't know that you could get both boards to approve it all.
Supervisor Pelsby.
I know that you're trying to be proactive, but I see where Summers Board is accountable to putting in demerits, whatever it might be. I think that they need to do a little bit of their homework versus calling on the Sheriff's Department to babysit an establishment. So they should be putting rules and things in place that address the issues that are happening at Summers House. So Summers House is held accountable to making sure that they have procedures in place, that they have safety, that they have their own enforcement of village policies. So that's number one. Number two, I think before we go any further, it should be handled no differently than how we handle Country Thunder, so that we have an agreement, so that we're insured that we get the money, especially because it's overtime. And I think we need to look at setting whether we want this precedent or not, because then you guys could become, you know, security forces for other taverns. But I think the first thing is we need to have a discussion with the village board, someone does, and perhaps our chair, to say what steps are they putting in place as a village to ensure that the taverns are following established laws within the village, so that we're not having to take an already stressed force and redistribute it. So that's my commentary.
And I know you and I spoke about this yesterday, mm-hmm. and when I was in that Tavern League meeting and the sheriff said that, Mike, I was like, what? I don't know anything about this. And like I said, you know, the other taverns are curious, how can we do this? Maybe we don't have ongoing issues, but we have a special event. Instead of us looking for private security, why don't we just pay the Sheriff's Department to be here and we'll pay overtime? The concern for me, and it sounds like the concern for others, I know Captain Gonzalez, this isn't just you.
Right.
But if we don't have an in writing agreement, even if it's with the Village of Summers, what if we say, okay, Village Summers, here's your bill, and they say, tough. You know what I mean? That's a concern it for us and for you guys, because it affects your guys' overtime budget.
I think given the circumstances, we figured, you know, we don't have this issue countywide, and seeing that they're trying to be proactive, we figured this is a unique circumstance with this individual tavern. We're going to try to do our effort to help them out, so that, you know, I'm sure as a business owner, it's important for them to stay in business. But, and it's not just also the tavern, you know, also listening to the Village discuss their parking issues and concerns, and just kind of, you know, they're asking for ideas and help to help mitigate some of those issues. But,
right. And I think when you and I spoke earlier, it was, if a tavern calls for service, I think you expect that the deputies go and address that call for service, just as it would in the city.
Right.
If a city bar is having issues with parking, somebody calls, they go take care of it. I see it downtown often, where people are parking too close to crosswalks, hydrants, whatever it is, they write tickets. But I think what's happening here is just a little bit different. You know, right. If there was a parking issue, send a deputy out there to address parking every weekend, you know, until people start catching a clue. But this is just, because what happens when we leave, behavior stays good for a little while, and then it's back to where they started. I think that's where it goes back to the Village, mm-hmm. looking at their liquor licenses, who they're handing them out to, and that's where I think our authority stops, and it's a Village issue, you know. And you know, we as a county board can go to the Village and say, hey, look, you're putting stresses on our sheriff's department. We understand you're contracting with them, but you have to do something to address this issue tavern that you have, if that's what's happening. Come back to you, Supervisor Franco. Supervisor Basher.
A different line of questions. How close can you set a squad to a tavern during nighttime hours when people may be suspected of drinking and then driving? How close can you be executing patrol?
I mean, you can, at least for that agreement, we would agree to be either directly across the street or...
I'm not speaking to the agreement. Legally, can you set a squad across the street from a tavern and execute a patrol operation looking for drunk drivers?
I would say no.
Can you set a patrol in a parking lot looking for people that you would highly suspect are involved in some type of illegal activity?
We could, but I think that probably wasn't, but our, it's not what our deputies are, I guess, necessarily looking to enforce, unless they see something that's obvious where they would have to take
action.
But
if a deputy in this scenario, mm-hmm. they're being contracted to provide security services for the Village or the tavern, one or the other, essentially. I'm not a lawyer, but if I were playing a string, that's the way I would walk it down. Then the officer is sitting there, sees somebody stumbling when they come out, they get in their car, they pull them over for DUI. It's an entrapment scenario, is it not?
No, I wouldn't say so. But here's the thing, we're not doing security for them either. They have their own private security. That was one of the things that we said. We're not checking IDs, we're doing none of that. If we need a clear for a call for service, that's what that additional squad would also do. So it's not like they're gonna go just sit there and just not go anywhere else or respond anywhere else or take some sort of security measure for the bar personally. That was not anything that we agreed would happen. They still had their own security there. Now, if a deputy wants to conduct a tavern inspection and make sure that their licenses are properly posted and that they don't have underagers in there,
carding or whatever.
Right. So they could, that's something that we said we would do. But I think just the fact that the squad was there definitely deterred a lot of issues. So, but I could see definitely your concern.
To me, I think we need legal opinion either from our legal counsel or from state's attorney, but somebody needs to expound on that to help me feel confident that you're not setting a scenario that would be untenable. In other words, put us in a situation where we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, I just, my question was in part answered. I was going to ask, do they have their own security? And you obviously yes. said it. Now, is it unarmed security, or is it just security that are...
I
can't be armed.
You can't? No? Okay.
Not unless you're an officer.
Okay.
No, that's not... You can be armed in a tavern as long as you're not drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you could,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, you can, as long as you're not consuming alcohol.
There's been taverns that have had armed security.
Okay, but their security isn't armed?
I don't
know. You have an idea? Okay, I was just curious. Okay.
I just have a question to clear what Supervisor Basho was saying, whether you can answer, you being the two law enforcement officers here. There's nothing, you said that you couldn't sit across from a tavern and potentially stop. That's what you said at first.
Right.
Is that what you meant to say? Because there's nothing stopping, like, I'll name a bar out, I don't care. Dukes,
right.
When Dukes had lots of issues going on, I would drive by there and see KPD sitting there right at bar close, several squads at the bank that's on the corner. There's nothing illegal about that.
If you're on a public roadway.
Right.
I hate to put it.
There's no
way.
Entrapment
it's,
there.
It's,
no, the thing is, you probably meant to say this, is you still have to have probable cause.
Right.
That's what this comes down to. You see somebody stumbling out of a bar, get in their car and drive, that alone isn't enough to pull the person over. They have to do something else.
Did you see a lane deviation where they cross in a center
some
line?
Other violation has or to, some
so
violation.
So what you're saying is you can't just sit across the bar and pull people randomly over.
Right, so just for the sake of pulling
I just
moment,
wanted
right.
to clear
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Supervisor Wample, did you have anything to add?
Yeah, I'm just curious. So you answered the question about walkthroughs, right? They are doing that?
We had
to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, we had one walkthrough.
And they're parking in the parking lot, correct? Because they can with permission,
they
right?
They can
do
with
that,
permission,
so.
Absolutely.
And if they're going to do a walkthrough, they check lights, and they can pull in the parking lot and park
right.
all they want.
They actually welcomed that. They invited us, and
good.
So that's part of it. Yeah.
But what are the issues exactly that are going on? And to, I think Supervisor Decker made the comment, I'm not sure who said it, but about, you know, what is the... Is the jurisdiction of Summers doing? What is the bar doing to take precautions? Just like what we would do in the city, you'd have to say, "Hey,
right.
you got to come up with a plan of action, or you're going to lose your license."
They have ID scanners. Those apparently are only effective to a certain extent. But their biggest complaint is the underage people that are coming in from Carthage,
sure,
and you know just getting in there. So they don't want to get cited. For those violations, if they feel that they're putting forth the effort and they're still having a hard time.
So that's why the deputy's there, not so much about the violence?
I would say it's a combination of both.
Okay.
So, but the most prevalent issue right now is the underage.
Okay.
The
other thing I wanted to bring up about licensing or a contract or whatever term we want to put to it, I know you wanted to say something before, so you,
I just wanted to chime in about the contract piece.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Would it be similar to the agreement we have with Amazon or Walmart back in the day? Was that a written agreement as well?
So those ones were because they were larger scale operations. I would equate it more to the assistance that we provide during like the Wisconsin Bong bike race or the Jockey Undy run. Those are just...
Verbal?
They're through them reaching out to one of our sergeants and asking for additional assistance with, you know, can you send two guys out there to help
but
us
no
with
payment.
Traffic? But they were... We send them an estimate at the beginning before the event happens and lets them know roughly, like, this is how much it costs to have a deputy out there for 4 hours. If you have two deputies, it'll be this times two. And they agree to that rate, or if they, you know, think that it's going to be too expensive, they tell us, never mind, we'll go with someone else.
And that's like a verbal agreement or in a text message?
Through
or
an email. Through, it's
through
email,
so it's,
yeah.
it is, I guess it's written, but not a formal
right.
contract.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
And then once the event has been done and those overtime cards are turned in to us, then I would be creating an invoice and sending that out to those event organizers.
Hmm. I think the difference here is, though, that those are one-time
right.
events. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's every year, but it's once a year.
Right.
This is
ongoing.
We don't know when it's going to end yet, but if we had Deputy Smith who wanted to fill every single shift, we would be filling every single shift. I think that's where the difference is.
There was one more thing I wanted to add
yeah.
to that too. Personal opinion from writing all of the contracts for the villages, if we were to put it into a contract and have them sign, yes, we have the protection that would guarantee that there's no way they could get out of paying us for the shifts, but that would also put us in a position where we would be having to supply that service. So at least with this, if we don't get volunteers, we're not going. If we were to sign a contract that said we were going to provide this service, well, we're going to be calling people in to fill those OT shifts because we promised them these services.
Well, I would think that that's if the contract says we promise these services instead of we'll do it if and when available. Mm-hmm. Could that language not be in a contract where we're only providing these services if and when they're available?
It's not in any of the ones we currently have. It could be. I don't know. But yeah, every contract that we have is a guarantee of service.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I just don't feel that it's our job or your job to help a tavern keep their license because they're unable to implement a system to ensure that they don't allow underage people in their bar. I also don't think it's the county's responsibility. It's the Village of Summers to enact a demerit system, a review system. It's not the county's responsibility. So it sounds like Summers House is trying to keep their license and they're asking for assistance because they can't put a process in place. And I think it is a bad precedent to set if there was something with the murders or violence going on, but if it's primarily underage, that is the Village of Summers. That is not the county's responsibility to help a tavern keep their license. My view.
I was curious, why are they having such difficulty with underage? Don't they check fake IDs, or is that what's going on?
There's fake IDs. A lot of them that are pretty good fake
pretty
IDs.
Pretty sophisticated.
Yeah, sophisticated ones. I've never seen the system that they have in place. I just hear that they are able to scan that barcode and produce, that it's, I guess,
it says it's legit and it's not.
Yeah, and it may not necessarily be the case. So, in my opinion, maybe that ties into more of like identity theft, if that's what the case is.
But it's not a responsibility.
I'm done.
So, doesn't that take the onus off of the bar if they're doing everything they can? That was minor. If they have a system in place that is supposed to work and does everything possible, and some Carthage student has an ID that just beats the system, they at least can say, yeah, we tried. They wouldn't get dinged for that.
I don't believe they would.
I don't think they do. If they prove that they have the policy and they're following it to the T, the person violating the law, if caught by law enforcement, would then be in trouble. And that's a whole other issue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not our job.
No, I actually agree.
If they have sophisticated equipment and can't stop it, how are we going to stop it?
We have better equipment.
Well, for you guys, if I can answer that, because if it beats the tavern and they get called, they call it in. And there's no beating your
violation. Our system's linked directly to the deal.
So unless we are actually taking those things and scanning them, which we're not going to do, we're not going to find them any more than they're going to find them. So to say it's going to help stop the underage drinking, unless a police car sitting out there is a deterrent, at that point I'd find an old beat up police car and just let it sit there and charge them for it.
Neither.
If that's going to be the deterrent, I don't see how that would deter it unless we physically are doing the, calling it in. And I know that's not what the plan is. I'm not against proactively trying to help them solve their problems. I just don't know if what we're doing, and maybe, we got lucky, this month nothing happened, and hopefully that would continue, but I don't know if their biggest problem is being the underage drinking, if we can stop underage drinking without taking that next step.
It would be every bar then.
There we go. So
I don't want to... I think we had a good discussion here, and I know this could go on for a long time, but I think a lot was said here. I'm sure you and I, or you and whoever, the administration, will work. I think it could be done better, though. Mm-hmm. I think there is concern. I know there's concern with other taverns right now with, we want to do the same thing, especially taverns in the city where, and I know, Captain, when we spoke, you said, well, if they're in the city, that's between them and City PD. Their side of it is CDPD is not going to do that. They've been very clear with us. We're at bar inside Kenosha County. Maybe we're in the city, but we're still in Kenosha. So that I just think that this is going to lead to headaches for you guys.
Right, no, yeah. And I get that. I mean, and I think just to mention the triple homicide, right, that's just probably the most egregious, but there's battery complaints, fights that take place there, home invasions.
Yeah.
So it expands a lot of other crimes,
and
too.
I think that's where Supervisor Belsky's comments are.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, somebody breaks into a home, that's your job to respond. There's a fight, someone's battered, your job to respond. But then it's on the Village of Summers to say, look, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We've seen the city council do it, where they're very black and white, the city saying, look, this is what's going to happen. And I'm not trying to lecture to you, because it's not a sheriff's department thing. It's just, I don't think it's for us to put up with it and to put a deputy. I mean, I understand that deputy's willing to sign up and take that shift, but we had a triple homicide there. I don't mean to single out that bar, but to put another deputy potentially in harm's way, to babysit a tavern. You know, it's different if we just don't have enough deputies on the road responding to calls. That's a little bit different.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. Any other business? We will meet again later this month on the 20th. Captain, I'm not sure if you'll be there, but if you will be,
20th, I will be out of country.
Oh, okay. So the answer is no.
I'll be flying back the 21st.
So. Oh, we'll miss you.
That was convenient.
Yes. Yeah. Trust me, I've been hearing it from everybody. They're like, oh.
Staff, anything?
Nothing. Okay. Motion to adjourn.
Move. Second.
All right. Youth?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I don't think that's
October 20th.
It's only they could send me.
At 5.
5 o'clock.
It's good.